ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-la'in al-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge. In this program, we look at the supplication of Al-Imam Ali ibn Hussein Zainul Abidin alayhi salam in what we call As-Sahifa As-Sajadiyah. The eighth dua of As-Sahifa As-Sajadiyah is under the title of Du'a'uhu alayhi salam fil isti'adati min al-makarihi wa sayyi al-akhlaq wa madhami al-af'al. His supplication when it comes to seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from calamities, bad morals, and bad actions. Now, I don't want to dive in the dua itself yet, because if we can't understand the title itself, the supplication will make no sense. Because sadly, sometimes we put ourselves in a condition where we are constantly just reading without realizing what we're saying. So unless we kind of pause for a minute and think for ourselves and say, okay, what am I reading? What is the title of the dua? What is the dua all about to begin with? And then, you know, the picture set becomes clearer and clearer and clearer as we go on. So the title of this dua of Al-Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, it's very vital that we understand these words. So they are key words. And then inshallah we will move on. So the Imam Salamullah alayhi, amongst his duas, in one, seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two, when it comes to seeking refuge from bad morals. And three, when it comes to bad actions, which are completely different things. So first, let's understand what is isti'adha means. What does it mean for me and you to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, before I tell you about isti'adha and what it means, let us take a short break and then we will continue.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So first, we said we need to understand the meaning of the word isti'adha. What does it mean when I say a'udhu billah by itself, to begin with, before we add other things to it? So isti'adha itself in Arabic, it means that I seek refuge and I seek protection. So when I say this person ista'adha bi this person, it means that he was seeking refuge from something. He was running away from something harmful and he wanted to be protected. Therefore, he was seeking refuge. So when I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm doing ista'adha. Ista'adha itself, it has five pillars. And so we're trying to break the word isti'adha, right? Or isti'adha. We're trying to break it into pieces so we can understand it clearly. There are five pillars for isti'adha. One, isti'adha itself. Two, al-musta'idh, the one who seeks refuge. Three, al-musta'adhu bih, the one we seek refuge in. Four, al-musta'adhu min, that which we seek refuge from. And five, ma yusta'adhu li ajlihi, that which we seek refuge for. So these are five pillars. We need to understand them one by one. So this word, next time you hear it or next time you say it, it makes a lot of sense. So first, isti'adha itself is the first pillar, which is to say, basically, a'udhu billah. Obviously, there are two versions of isti'adha derived from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, and the Ahlul Bayt. One is to say, a'udhu billah, I seek refuge in Allah. A very important point I want to raise here is, why did we use the word or the noun Allah? Why didn't we say Ar-Rahman, A'udhu bil-Rahman, A'udhu bil-Rahim, A'udhu bil-Muntaqim? You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. Why Allah? The name Allah, or the word, the noun Allah, it holds a very special, meaning. In fact, the word Allah, it carries nothing and it carries everything. How so? It is the only name that encompasses all the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you say Allah, everything that Allah is embodied in that name. So Allah, the merciful Allah, the punisher Allah, the merciful Allah, the this, Allah, the that, all are in that name. Before we continue, let us take a short break and inshallah we come back.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are trying to understand the word isti'adha from the supplication of Imam Sajjad salamullahi alayhi. So we said Allah, when we say a'udhu, we use the word Allah, we don't use any other name, because the word Allah itself, it encompasses all other names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are trying to seek Allah and seek refuge in Allah with all his might, with all his powers, with all his attributes. So when I say a'udhu bir-rahim, it means I'm in need of mercy. A'udhu bir-razaq, it means I am seeking sustenance. A'udhu bil-mushafi, it means I am seeking what? Health. A'udhu bil-alim, it means I'm seeking knowledge. So if you use any word beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it indicates that you are only seeking Allah for a specific attribute. Or say something specific that you want. But when you say a'udhu billah, it means what? That you are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all his might, with all his powers, with all what he accomplishes to be a divinity. And that's when we say a'udhu billah. So we don't use any other word but Allah. So the first pillar is isti'adha. And isti'adha, it begins with a'udhu billah. And now we understood why. In other ahadith, it says that isti'adha begins with a'udhu bi kalimatillah at-tammat. I seek refuge in Allah in his complete words. What does that mean? If you want to know what that means, you have to stay tuned for our next episode. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را